Random House Audio presents America, America by Ethan Kanan. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Part 1. Chapter 1. 2006. When you've been involved in something like this, no matter how long ago it happened, no matter how long it's been absent from the news, you're fated, nonetheless, to always search it out, to be on alert for it somehow, every day of your life, for the small item at the back of the newspaper, for the stranger at the cocktail party, or the unfamiliar letter in the mailbox, for the reckoning pause on the other end of the phone line, for the dreadful reappearance of something that, in all likelihood, is never going to return. I wouldn't have thought, in fact, that I would be the one to bring it back now, after all this time, that I would be the one to finally try to explain it, what I know of it at least, even if that's only a part. I can only guess at the other parts. But I've been guessing at them for half my life now, and I think I've made some sense of it. Honestly, I don't know what will come of this, who will find pain in what I say, and who, in a certain manner, solace. It isn't only that Senator Henry Bonwiller is dead. His death was melancholy news up here, of course, but it's not the only reason I've set out to tell this. The other part is my children. That's something I'm certain of. We have three daughters, and one of them is just past the age I was when these events took place. And I must say, I feel a certain relief that nothing similar has shadowed any of their days. But I also know that you never stop worrying that it will. After all, if children don't make you see things differently...